Okay, so this week we have Shabbos, Shavuos, call it a 3-day Yom Tov, and the excitement's in the air. We counted 48. Today's the 48th day of the Omer already, and the excitement's in the air. The preparation is in the air. Okay, the Shabbos before Yom Kippur, between Rosh Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shuvah. The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos Hagadol. The Shabbos before Shavuos, sport is called Shabbos Derech Eretz. Shabbos is Derech Eretz. Why is it called Shabbos Derech Eretz? Derech Eretz called Mor Taira. Derech Eretz comes before Taira. Before one is prepared for Kabbalah Satayra, one has to be a mensch. One has to work on his Ben Adam Achaveiroi before he comes for Kabbalah Satayra. So Shabbos before is called the Shabbos Derech Eretz. Person has to prepare himself for Kabbalah Satayra.
There's also 3 days.
Shosh is Meg Bala. We're in the middle.
Right.
We're in the middle. Shosh is Meg Bala. Good. We'll get to everything a little bit later. The Chidah finds a nice remez. We always lane, I can't say always, 99% of the time we lane by Midbar before Shavuos, the Shabbos before Shavuos. There are exceptions. I think last year was an exception. The Midbar is usually before Shavuos. And the Chidah brings down a nice remez. It says in Parshas Yisrael, in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Beis, Vayachanu b'midbar, Bnei Yisrael rested in the midbar, Vayichan Shom Yisrael neged ahar. And Klal Yisrael rested opposite Har Sinai, opposite the mountain. And Rashi right away brings down, there's a change of tense in the Pasuk. It says, Vayisu Vayachanu, is a Russian rabbim, plural. And then it says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael neged ahar, Vayichan is a Russian yochid. And he rested. So Rashi says, why does the Pasuk switch from a Russian rabbim to a Russian yochid? It says Rashi to tell us ki ish echad b'leiv echad. Then when Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, they were as if they were one. They were all together. There was no machlokes, no kina, no fights. They were all together. Ve'achdos ki ish echad b'leiv echad, as if they were one person. Va'yichan Hashem Yisrael. Klal Yisrael rested k'neged ahar. If you take the gematria of the words b'midbar Sinai, our parasha starts off Va'yidaber Hashem u'Moshe b'midbar Sinai. If you take the gematria of the Midbar Sinai, if you want to figure it out, it's 378. That works out. The Midbar Sinai is 378. It says the Chidah, the gematria of the word Bishalom, in peace, Bishalom, is also the gematria 378. But Midbar Sinai is a remez to Shalom. A prerequisite requirement for Kabbalah Satayra is Shalom. So my Midbar starts off with the Indian of Shalom, the Midbar Sinai, which is a remez for Kabbalah Satayra. The Medrash Rabbah brings down, we spoke this out many times, Torah is nitna ba'esh ba'mayim u'b'midbar. The Torah was given with fire, with water, and it was given in the midbar, in Midbar Sinai. And everybody dashes this Medrash, what's the significance the Torah was given? Ba'esh ba'mayim u'b'midbar. From the Numagid, he brings down, esh represents the bread. A person wants to learn Torah, he has to have that excitement, that feeling to learn, the bread to learn Torah. A person to come with the excitement to learn, that's the ish. A person who wants to learn Torah needs mayim, water. When a person is thirsty for water, what does he do? He drinks that water. He can't wait to drink that water. When a person approaches learning Torah, he has to come like one who's thirsty for water. Thirsty person, you give him a glass of water, can't wait to drink it, revives him. So a person has to approach Torah like one who's thirsty for water. And midbar, the Torah was given in the midbar. The midbar is a makom hefker, a place of hefker. There are no luxuries in the midbar. There's not much gashmius in the midbar. A person who wants to learn Torah has to put aside the luxuries of this world, put aside the gashmius of this world, and dedicate himself to learning Torah. So a person needs the esh, the bread, the fire, the thirst for the water, the midbar, and the, so to speak, the hefker, a makom like the midbar, without the luxuries, in order to be able to learn Torah. Rabbi Meir Shapiro Zatzal, Darshan's another idea, Eish Mayim Midbar. In order for a person to acquire Torah, a person needs Mesiras Nefesh. A person has to be willing to give up something for Torah, to the extent, even his life. In Pirkei Avos, what does Chazal tell us? Kachi Darkav Shal Torah, Pasma Melech Taichau, Mayim Mesura Tishta. Eat bread with salt, plain water, drink. A person is willing to give up for Torah. Eish represents Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Meisen Nefesh, Nimrod threw Avram Avinu into the Kipshon Ha'ish, into the fiery furnace. Avram was Moisa Nefesh. Mayim represents Nachshon Ben Aminadov by the Yamsuf. Nachshon Ben Aminadov was the first one who ran down into the Yamsuf until the water was up to his neck. He was Moisa Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. The Midbar, Klal Yisrael was Moisa Nefesh. Lechteich acharai b'midbar be'eretz loy zeruah. When we left Mitzrayim, there was no food. We didn't have long-term plans, long-term supplies to travel with the Midbar. Yet we trusted in Hashem. Like Hashem says, they followed me in the Midbar be'eretz loy zeruah, in a land that wasn't planted, that nothing grew. We have Mesiris Nefesh. For a person to acquire Torah, he needs Mesiris Nefesh. Of Eish, Mayim, and Midbar, representing the idea of Mesiris Nefesh. In order to learn Torah, a person is willing to give up something of his in order to learn. A person who comes to learn and he expects everything to be comfortable and easy is not successful. He needs to give up a little bit, like the Eish, the Mayim, and the Midbar. It says later on in the parasha, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yutes. The very end, the second to the last Pasuk, the Pasuk tells us that Aaron and Barim should come. The samu oisam ish ish ala voidosoi ve'el masoi. And they supervised the Kahanim and the Levim. Each Kohen, each Levi had a specific job to do. And the Kahanim supervised and arranged the jobs of the Kahanim and the Levim. The Chinuch brings down a mitzvah Shin Pei Tes. There's a mitzvah for the Kahanim and the Levim to do their own jobs. A Kohen can't switch with the Levi, and the Levim can't switch with the Kahanim. The Kahanim have their jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. The Levim have their jobs. They can't switch. The Gemara we had in Ksuvus, the Gemara of Chavtes brings down, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya and Rabbi Shua ben Gudgada did the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was from the Mesheirim, the one, the Levim who sang Shira. Rabbi Shua ben Gudgada was from the Levim who were the Mesheirim, who closed the gates, the doors, the gates in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Shua ben Chananya wanted to help Rabbi Shua ben Gudgada closed the gates. And he told him, you're not allowed to. Because Ato min ha-Mashayrim, you are from the Levim that sing Shira, and I'm from the Mashayrim, the Levim that closed the gates, and we can't switch avodos. You have your job and I have my job. Even among the Levim couldn't change. Each person had his own specific job. It's a lesson for us also. Each one of us has our own avodah, our own masah as we go through life. Famous Maisa with the Beis HaLevi, said this over a few times, but it's a powerful lesson. In Brisk, there was a certain gver, very wealthy, but a big miser, and impossible to get money from him for tzedakah. He didn't want to give any tzedakah. So they approached the Beis HaLevi and told him, listen, you're the Rav, your job, we need money for the aniyim in town. Being the Rav, it's your job to go over to him and collect money for the aniyim in town. So he told them, the mitzvah Hashem, I'll be able to do it, but now's not the right time. If I go now, it'll be a bracha of a Torah. He won't listen to me. I'll wait for the right opportunity, and I'll be able to get the money for tzedakah. Came Yom Kippur that year, and after Kol Nidre, after Meiriv, this gevir stayed behind in the shul, saying to him, he said, Levi walks over to him and he says, Nayhai, what's up is this year you're staying behind? He's saying to him. So the gevir says, it's Yom Kippur. They're going to judge. Tomorrow's the Chasimah. They're going to seal my fate for the year in Shemayim. I want to make sure I have a good year. So I'm saying to him. So basically, the Levi says to him, you're a smart man. You're a worldly man. Let me ask you a question. What happens if there's a war going on between two countries? There's a machama between two countries. And a soldier defects over to the other side. Crosses over to the other side. If the king catches him, if he's caught by his original country, what happens to him? What's his punishment? The Gevir says he's punished with death, a capital offense. He went over to the enemy. The Beis HaLevi asks him, and what happens if he doesn't change sides? But within the same army, he deserts his unit, and he joins another unit. He leaves the army, joins the navy. He goes from one unit to another. He leaves without asking permission. What happens to him then? And the Gevir said, that's also a capital offense. Especially at a time of war. You can't just disrupt the army. The army functions and has a whole cheshbin, a whole order. Everybody would be hefker. If you go from one unit to another, one division to another, the army can't function. Can't be hefker. Mr. Levy says, it works in Shemayim the same way. Everybody in this world is assigned to his unit. assigned to his army, to his unit. Some people, their unit is Tyre. Their Avaida is Tyre. Other people, their Avaida is Chesed. Other people, their Avaida is Itztaka. Those that Hashem gave money to, your unit, their unit is Itztaka unit. Somebody whose unit is to give Itztaka, and he changes, he deserts, becomes a Tehillim Zagli, he goes and joins the ones that say Tehillim, he's a deserter. He deserted his unit. Treason. It's not going to stand well with him by the Yom HaDin. If you want to be Zaycha tomorrow, the Yom HaDin, go back to your unit. Be Mekabel on yourself right now to give Tztaka. Right after Yom Kippur, be Mekabel right now, that right after Yom Kippur, you're going to go and give Tztaka to help out the Aniyim. Join your unit. If you join your unit, there will be a big schus for you. The words had an effect. It was Mekabel himself to give Tztaka to the Aniyim. Very powerful story. Every person has his unit, has his place. Hashem sends everybody different nisyonos, different situations. Everybody has their talents. Everybody has their challenges, their pitfalls. Everybody has to work on himself. It says in Pirkei Avos, "Ezehu gibor hakoy beishes yitzroi." Beisrael is medayik. It doesn't say hakoy beishes a yitzahara. One will conquer the yitzahara. One will conquer his yitzer. His, because my yitzer and someone else's yitzer are not the same. Different yitzaharas. I have my nisyonos. He has his. What does it say? Bidan a person will kaf schus, al todin is chavercha, ad shetagia l'mekoy moi. Don't judge your friend until you are in his place. He has his place. You can't understand. He might be doing something that to you, how could you do it? But you're not in his place. Don't judge somebody until you're in his place. Everybody has his yetzer, his makoy. A person has to find what here his unit is, what his avoid is. Ish, ish. Alavadosoi ve'almasoi. Everybody, his avoido and his masa.
Who's that? Kiddush from who?
Basically.
Oh,
and that's a person's job. When the Bells of Rebbe, they say, oh, how does a person know what his nisyonis are, what his job is? If he has a certain mitzvah or a certain nisyon that keeps coming up over and over and over again, it's a simim in Hashemayim, that's what he has to work on. That's what he has to overcome. If that nisyon keeps coming up over and over and over again, that's his job to overcome. A certain mitzvah keeps coming his way. That's a simin hashemayim. That's his mitzvah, his avoda that he has to do. Everybody has their nisyonis, but the ikir is everyone realizes they have their own yetzahara. My yetzahara is not someone else's yetzahara, and therefore we can't judge somebody because we're not in his makom, we're not standing in his place. Coming to Shavuos, you know the minig. Well, Shavuos is we stay up at night. We stay up at night to learn until the morning. So the many reasons are given. Of course, everyone knows that by Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael fell asleep. They have to be woken up for Matan Torah. So that's a tikkun for our falling asleep. We show that we are excited. We're eager for Kabbalah Satorah. The minig is to stay up. One of the Memches Kinyanim of Torah in Pirkei Avos, the sixth Perek, the Mishnah lists off the 48 kinyonim of Torah. One of the 48 is miyut shena. Little sleep, not to oversleep. Person sleeps too much, it's not good. Can't be productive. Miyut shena. So we show that we are eager for Kabbalah HaTorah, by Mimekayim, the Nair Shavuos, miyut shena, Mimemayit our sleep, sleeping less, or not sleeping at all, to show that we're anticipating, we're preparing for Kabbalah HaTorah. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ken yitein yedidoi shena. And we darshin that Klal Yisrael gives up their sleep to Hashem. That Klal Yisrael, in order to learn Torah, we give up our sleep to learn Hashem's Torah. How does a person show that he's machshiv Torah? He gives up something that's choshiv to him. What's choshiv to a person at night? Sleep. Everybody wants to sleep at night. By giving up the sleep at night, we show how choshiv Torah is to him. Dumno Magid is a married, beautiful moshul. There was once a magefa, a plague in the town. And there was one pharmacy that was open that had medication. And everybody coming to the pharmacy asking for medicine for those that had the magefa. Person comes running into the pharmacy. He needs medicine for the plague. Where can I find the medicine? So the pharmacist tells him, go into the back room. And the medicine is on a shelf in the back room. So the man goes into the back room. And he starts looking on the top shelves, on the bottom shelves, and the drawers all around, and he can't find the medicine anywhere. He climbs to the top, he bends down on the bottom, opens all the drawers, in and out, under the desk, in between. He can't find it anywhere. He comes back to the pharmacist, and he says, excuse me, but I just went to the back room. I can't find the medicine anywhere. And the pharmacist says, oh, you want the medicine? It's right here. He opens the drawer right in front of him. He takes out the medicine and says, here it is. So the man says, I don't understand. What did you just do to me? I came in, I asked you for the medicine. You sent me to the back room. I spent an hour looking all around, and you had it all along. Why don't you give me the medicine right away? Why did you send me to the back room? And the pharmacist says, because there's a mageif in town. Everybody's coming in asking for the medicine. Even those that don't need it yet, they want to keep it in reserve. If everybody takes the medicine, I won't have left for those that need it. So when anybody comes in and they ask for the medicine, I test them to see do they really need it or not. And I tell them to go look for it in the back room. If I see that they look for it and they search high and low, it shows that they really, really, not just asking, but they really, really need it. They really want it. If that's the case, when they come back and they ask me, I give it to them. That's Torah, says the Numagit. We all want Torah. But how much do we want the Torah? I ask for it. Hashem says, go, let me see how much you want. Go and search, look for it. Person comes back and he says, V'hoyer neinu b'sayra secha. Person davens, Shavuos morning. And he asks for Torah. How do you daven Shavuos morning? How do we ask for Torah? A person really wants it, then he's zoichet to kabbalas haTorah. Yeah, we all say we want. But a person has to show that he wants. Go and search. Go and look in the back room, see if he can find it. And when you search, and you come back and you say, Hashem, I can't find, where is it? I want. Oh, you're zoichet. That person is zoichet to kabbalas haTorah. A person has to show that he searches, he wants. So the pasuk says in Mishlei, im tivakshenu kakesef, if you look for Torah like silver, you search for it like a treasure, then Hashem says, then you'll be zeichet to understand, be zeichet to Yiras Hashem. But a person has to show that he wants. That's the key. In Ropshitz, they say over in Ropshitz, the Ava Rabba, Shavuos morning, would take 2 hours. But David, Ava Rabba, Seinchel, Kein, Besarasech, Behoyer, Neinu, Vedabik, Lubeinu, it would take 2 hours. They say in Ropshitz, the davening used to start 4 o'clock in the morning, and would end 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Shavuos morning, the davening started 4 o'clock in the morning, it would end 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Anybody awake?
They stayed up all night.
They were awake. They were awake. To us, it's foreign, strange. But there were such people that lived. Shavuos morning, the davening, unfortunately, gets a little bit...
Yeah.
Wake up. With davening, spent the whole night learning for the morning. The whole night's preparation for the morning, not preparation to go to sleep. They bring down the way a person davens a Shavuos morning... Depends how he asks.
The full search is in the beginning of the Kalman Gemara. Search
the whole night. Yeah, Oz Tov and Yiras Hashem and Dasal Kingdoms. Mishlei Beis, Pasuk Dalet and Hey. Mishlei Perik Beis, Pasuk Dalet and Hey. Okay, sorry. Okay. So, the davening Shavuos morning is V'hoyer Neinu B'Sar Yisecho. It's very important. That's what we were up for the entire night. It comes in, they say over that before Kriyas HaTorah, Shavuos morning, the Meir Pamashlan would say over the following story every year. Tell you the main points of the story. He used to say over the following story. The king once went with his soldiers, entourage, he went out hunting in the forest. And when they went out hunting in the forest, each man went for himself to see how much he could catch, how many animals he could hunt and catch by himself. So everybody separated and went their own way, and the king also went off in his own corner catching his own animals. Somehow it was a mix-up, and each of the soldiers thought the king went back with somebody else. And each of the soldiers went home, and the king ended up being stranded in the forest. The king was lost in the forest. It started to get dark, and the king can't find his way out of the forest, and all the soldiers left him. He looks around, and he sees in the distance a light. There's a house with a light. There's a river in between. The king takes off his cloak, and he has to swim across the river. He swims across the river. He knocks on the door and says, please let me in. He doesn't identify himself. Nobody would believe who he is anyway. Please let me in. I need to get home. I'm drenched. I need to warm up. I need food to eat. Let me in. And the first house, you're a ghana thief. Go away. We can't let you in. And he goes from house to house to house, and nobody lets him in. Finally, he comes to one house, and the wife screaming at the husband, don't let him in. He's a thief. He's going to steal from us. And the husband has rachmanis on the man staying. Magnus says, okay, come in. Tells his wife, I'll watch him. He won't steal anything. He's a poor man standing by the door. He needs to warm up. His clothing is drenched. He has no food to eat. Let him come into the house. He brings him into the house, sits him down by the table. He feeds him whatever food he has. He gives him his coat. He takes off his clothing, dries it out, gives the king his coat. And the wife screaming at the husband, he's going to steal your coat. Don't give it to him. Gives the king the coat. And the king puts it on, and he sleeps, he spends the night. The next morning, the king says to his host, I need to go to Vienna. How do I get to Vienna? So the Balabas says, I'm a wagon driver. If you want, for a fee, I'll drive you to Vienna. So the king says, how much do you charge? He tells him 40 coins, whatever the price was. Fine, no problem, take me to Vienna. And the wife screaming at him, he's going to kill you on the way. He's going to take all your money. She's screaming at him. Meanwhile, the king is cold. He's still wearing the Balabas' coat. They climb into the wagon, and he drives the king. They come into Vienna, and he says to the king, where to? The king says, take me to the palace, to the royal palace. He says, the royal palace? What business do you have in the royal palace? Take me to the royal palace. Okay. He pulls up his wagon in front of the royal palace, and the king says, I want to get off here. He says, the Balagala says, hey, am I going to get in trouble for this? I'm letting off this tramp in front of the palace. Who knows what they'll do to me? Before he knows it, the king opens the door, runs out through the gates, and into the palace. And the Balagala is sitting with his wagon outside, and he says, oy vey, my wife was right. What a ganif. He didn't pay me for the ride. He still has my colt. What a ganif he is. Oh, I should have listened to my wife. And he's sitting there thinking what to do. Suddenly there's a tap on the window, and one of the soldiers says to him, the king wants to see you. Oh, no. And he says, oh no, what happened now? What did I do wrong? I parked in front of the palace, no parking. What happened? The king wants to see me. Oh, I should have stayed home and listened to my wife. He goes out of the wagon, he goes into the palace. By this time the king is already changed, he's dressed in his royal garments, sitting on the throne, and in comes the wagon driver. And the king says, do you recognize me? And he says, no, I don't recognize you. The king says, I was in your house last night. I was the one who knocked on the door. I was the one you fed. I was the one you clothed. I was the one you gave a ride to. I was the king. And I want to give you a reward. What reward do you want? How much do I owe you for the trip? He says, 40 coins. The king says, I want to give you a big reward. Tell me, whatever you ask for, it's yours. Whatever you ask for, it's all yours. And the man is thinking, he doesn't know what to say. And the king gives him a few minutes and says, listen, ask for something, because if not, I'm only going to give you the 40 coins. Ask whatever you want, it's yours. But ask me for something, because if not, all you're getting are the 40 coins. And the Balagala is sitting there thinking and thinking, what could he ask for? And finally he says to the king, your majesty, there's one thing you can do for me. There's another Balagala in the same town. And this Balagala and the other wagon driver is competition to my business. I want a royal decree that I have the monopoly on being the wagon driver in my area, so no one else can compete with me and take away business. And the king turns to him, fool what you are. You could have asked me for $1,000,000. You could have asked me for gold, for silver. And you wouldn't have to worry about any competition. You wouldn't have to worry about any other wagon drivers. And all you cared about is the competition. All you cared about is that someone else shouldn't have a job. Sir Rav Hamishlan, kinner, that's the kayach of jealousy. Look what jealousy could do. A person had a chance to achieve millions, to achieve great heights, and because he's jealous, he's blind, and he can't see past his own jealousy. Ramei would say the story over every year before Kriyas HaTorah. And among the Hasidim, there was a debate what the lesson was. There were two schools of thought. One was to teach us, first of all, as a preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah, how important Ben Adam HaChaverah is. Nice. Even though we're coming out Kabbalah HaTorah, don't forget, don't be blinded, and think for a minute that Ben Adam HaMakayim overrides Ben Adam HaChaverah. But he was trying to teach everybody how important Ben Adam L'Chaveroi was, that a person has to realize he's reaching, he's achieving millions, Kabbalah Satayra. But at the same time, don't cause machlokes, don't have kina, Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Another school of thought was he was teaching them a different lesson. That even though we're on such a high madrega shvus, on such a high level, Kabbalah Satayra, how high of a level, how much higher could a person reach in Kabbalah Satayra? We shouldn't think for one second that we're so high, we're immune from the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara has no power over us. Kabbalah Satayra was such a high madrega, the Yetzer Hara is not going to come and cause me to do an Aveira, cause us to do anything wrong. We're at such a high madrega. Even when you have a chance, you're receiving millions, you're receiving Kabbalah Satayra. If you're not careful, the Yetzer Hara is going to creep in. Jealousy, machlokes, ben adam l'chaveroi, he's going to come and destroy you. Even at such a high point, at such a high time of kedusha, the Yetzer Hara comes in. We're humans, and we all have the Yetzer Hara. So Tos Emes asked, why is it before Pesach we have different minhagim not eating matzah? Some stop eating matzah Purim time. Some stop Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Some eat before. Meikar Adin Rosh Chodesh Erev Pesach is also eating matzah. Why? We should go into the Seder with an appetite for the mitzvah, an appetite for matzah. We should go in with that appetite to eat matzah. We all know about the Seder, we have the first bite of matzah. It's going to die to wait for the matzah. The matzah is worth waiting for. Why is it by Shavuos we learn, why don't we hold ourselves back from learning Torah? 2-3 days before we should stop learning? So like come Shavuos, we're going with that brand to learn Torah. We have a brand for Torah. We're coming 3 days before? Forget, we had Shloshes in Megbola. Forget. In the old days, believe it or not, Shloshes in Megbola, people took off from work, and they spent the days in the basement of Shorni. Shiva Bells would say, oh, then in Poland, people used to take days off, Shloshes in Megbola, to spend the days learning. How do you prepare for Kabbalah Satayra? You learn. In the old Yerushalayim yet, not the old days, they used to close their stores. Half day. Schools open half a day, Shloshes in Megbola. The rest of the day, they used to spend learning in base manage, preparing for Shavuos. Fertus Farsanis, why? Wouldn't it logically be a good idea? We'll hold ourselves back for 2 days, a day from learning. We'll call Shavuos night, Shavuos morning, and that's it. We'll jump in with a brand. And as Farsanis answered, and he said, it depends. Something physical or something that's spiritual. When it comes to a chayfetz, it comes to a matzah, which is a chayfetz that we eat. You can't eat too much. A person eats too much matzah, he gets sick of it. Won't be able to eat it. If you eat the matzah, you lose the appetite. Something physical, fakert. You have to control yourself. Hold yourself back so you'll have the desire to eat it when it's a mitzvah to do. You can't overeat. When it comes to Torah, just the opposite is true. Torah is not physical. Torah is spiritual. Torah is ruchnius. And just the opposite. The more a person learns, the more of a cheshek he has to learn more, to continue learning. Holding oneself back from learning is not going to increase the cheshit. If you want to have a desire to learn, you want to have a cheshit to learn, learning is the only way to do it. Learn. A person learns, he has a cheshit to learn. Mitzvah grows. Mitzvah, Torah itself, is a cheshit to learn. A person fails the sweetness of Torah, the goodness of the Torah, and it gives him a cheshit to learn more. So the way to prepare for Shavuos is by having that cheshek. And how does one have that cheshek? By learning. And one learning leads to another. Chaim Kreisler Tzatzal once spoke, and he said, everybody loves school. He said, everybody loves a school. He says, I have a school for Kabbalah Satayra. Whoever wants me to Kabbalah Satayra, I have a school. And the whole place became quiet. Who doesn't want a school for Kabbalah Satayra? And he said, the school is to learn Torah. The only way to be makabel to Torah is by learning Torah. The more preparation a person puts in, the more he's zaychetu. So let's use the Shavuos the proper way. And remember, when come Shavuos morning, Davin, if we want the Torah, makabel to Torah, we should take them all be zaychet to an emes of Kabbalah Satayra. Like it's brought down every year, there's a new Kabbalah Satayra. It's not just that it happened once, it happens every year, and a person is zeichet for the Torah for the whole year. Shtak mizeichet to an emesek mosa Torah. Mizeichet to see Mashiach Sekem here being on me.
Amen. 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 Amen.